It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and they say, beauty you're born with, brains you earn.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
And if you have neither of those, that's when you can have a career in radio.
That is true.
And this is the perfect segment to really showcase our complete lack of inner and outer beauty with another edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. What's been on your mind?
OMG dolls.
OMG dolls?
They're a big topic in our house right now. Do you guys know what these are?
No.
So remember the Bratz dolls?
Oh, I loved those.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. These are like the Bratz dolls for this new generation of kids.
Okay.
But they're even more provocative.
Really?
Yes. And my daughter is obsessed with him.
Uh-huh.
And my husband thinks that I'm ruining her and she's going to end up possibly being a stripper because
their outfits kind of look like it.
She has a lot of platform shoes. They have big hair. Mm. They have fishnets. And their names are like, her favorite one is Chillax. Is that girl's name? But she also has like roller skate chick. Roller chick.
Ooh.
I mean, these dolls aren't like trying to be NASA scientists or anything.
No, they're they're Jose's dream women.
Yeah, literally. You grow up to be.
Which I worry a little bit about.
Why?
Because I'm like, I keep going back and forth. Is this okay? Is this an okay image of women? But then I'm like, I played with Barbies my whole life, and they thought that that's what Barbies was going to do to kids' self-confidence.
And this has been going on forever. Like back in the 1920s when they came out with dolls that showed a little wrist. Yeah. And they were like, uh-oh, I don't want my girl turning into some harlot.
I mean, it'd be nice if they had professions other than rocker or fashion chick. I mean, that would be my only, like, ask.
No one wants, like, the obstetrician doll, Brooke. Like,
nobody
you have to
Barbie
do cool
doctor.
Things.
Boring.
Okay, you're right. Nobody does. Like, she has Barbie teacher. Does she ever play with it?
No.
No.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
I think because things are, like, looking up and better with COVID right now.
Yeah.
When I wake up, a tidal wave of women that are so blunt.
Oh, tidal wave.
Hitting on me. Not even trying anymore. Not
okay.
even, hey.
Can we
make
this a problem?
Let's
back up here.
Sure.
Because your complaint, like, 2 weeks ago was that women are mean, they hate you, and you're going to be single your whole life.
Yes.
So that's changed.
Yes. I am not a piece of meat.
All right.
Oh,
now I wake up to literally girls saying, hi, we should go out. And I'm like,
that's what you want.
What's your issue with that?
I don't know you, stranger. I don't know your name. I don't know your picture. I don't know anything about you. I don't just go out with anything that walks.
What would you like from a woman that you would go out with?
Here are two things you need to ask yourself, ladies, before you hit me up.
Are you joking?
On Snapchat or on all these.
All right. All the ladies better listen. Here we go.
Number one, has somebody in your life in the last 2 weeks said, quote, wow, you are so hot. There's no way you should be single. You should hit me up if you're hot.
Oh, see, we're setting
the hot girl in the room doesn't even get it.
What?
All right, second. Number two, if you never attended accredited college, that's a great thing.
What?
That's good.
That's
chemistry
a positive
with me.
These
you
are your
you
two
don't
things.
Want an educated
no.
woman.
What am I gonna do with the doctor, Brooke? What are we gonna talk about
I don't
at
think,
dinner?
I was just thinking like someone who studied liberal arts was gonna be more your
type. I don't
type.
Even know what liberal arts is. Some community college max is the requirement.
Maybe Brooke, maybe you should set Jose up on a date with one of your daughter's dolls.
These are
that's what I'm just thinking. I'm canceling the OMG dolls.
Just ship them to Jose.
If you're a living brat doll, hit me up.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do this.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
I think there's something in my crawl space, you guys, in my attic.
What?
Or someone.
What do you got?
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Why?
You got raccoons or you got a guy named Phil?
I don't know, both, maybe. I don't know.
A raccoon named Phil?
I was in my room the other day, and the dogs came bursting out of my bedroom when I'm about to go to sleep to the front door barking, which is clearly a bad sign.
Yeah.
I look, our front gate is swung open.
Uh-oh.
When I locked it shut.
Uh-oh.
And then the noises come above me, like in the garage, upper area. Like foot, like loud.
Oh my god.
Foot or feet?
Foot.
Multiple foot.
Well, it's a guy with one foot. He's just hopping on.
He's like on a peg leg.
Foot steps. Loud.
There it is.
Okay.
A lot of weird noises, okay?
How big is it? Is it big enough crawl space for a person to live up there?
It's big up there. Like plenty of space. So I hear it. I'm worried. I sage the house just in case. I don't know what's happening.
Because it's a ghost that you see.
I'm with you.
It could be anything.
Never have too much sage.
It's not going to keep drifters out if you...
I don't
When are you going to go investigate?
No, well, I went back to bed. That's the thing. I'm scared too because I go to bed and I, you know, I'm finally at peace. And then I sleep where the motion light is outside my window and it's going off, turning on all night.
No.
So he knew I was on to him. He left.
Oh.
Yeah. Or whoever it was. No, I don't know what to do, guys. Do I just ignore it and let him live there or no. whatever
call
it is?
Police so like, pest control.
You try to collect rent. I mean, yeah. you got to call Ruby.
Can they cook?
Yeah. That's true.
There you
that's
go.
True.
Turn this into a positive.
I'm terrified, actually, but...
I'm going to make it work for you.
All right. Yeah. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Recently, someone gave me a flask as a gift.
Ooh, nice. Score.
Okay.
It's got a leather casing. I think it's so cool.
Oh,
you have it. Oh, wow. Oh,
I have it with me here.
Are you carrying it everywhere instead of a wallet?
Are you drunk right now, bro?
The thing is, I want to be able to use it.
Yeah.
But whenever I do take it out with me and go places, I always feel like I look like a weirdo.
You do? You look like you have a problem.
Yeah, well, where are you taking it? I think that the place is really important. Like, if you're in the grocery store,
yes.
That was what I started to wonder. I was thinking, where is it acceptable to bring a flask? Because
great
you're supposed
question.
To take it with you places, okay. But where are you allowed to? I was wondering, you know, in the grocery store, probably not a good look.
No,
apparently, you bust out a flask at work, and that's also sending up red flags to everybody.
I'm gonna go right now, Ski Mountain. Is an okay thing? Any sort of camping trip, you're good?
A sporting event?
I bring it
you're
to
not
but,
allowed.
Yeah, that's illegal to
you
bring
it
in.
You sneak it in your shoe, duh.
Yeah, like what about like a kid's soccer game?
Oh,
yeah, that's what they're meant for.
Yeah, sure.
Totally.
Go, if it's before noon, it's a little questionable.
Okay.
If it's afternoon.
If it's afternoon, you can have a whole soccer ball full of liquor. Yeah. Oh, have it on the sideline.
Right.
You'll be popular with the soccer moms.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd be at a kid's soccer event anyways.
Yeah, that's true. Why would you even be there?
I don't know. Why not? Text into 78592. Where is it okay to bring my flask and use it?
Where did Jeff get drunk in public?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tell us what you've been thinking about lately, positive or negative.
Oh,
whatever. You know what? Let's normalize bringing your flask into work, okay?
I hope there's coffee in there.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's whiskey. I feel much better.
I want to smell it.
I hope our bosses aren't listening.
Text in. Always listen.
Tell us what you've been thinking about lately. We'll read your text coming up right after this.
I can smell that from here.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.